That wizard in the flesh will now reveal I am Aspy in step 4. From the viewpoint of the light side, in terms the dark side can understand. Like I said, the first 3 steps are free, but this one is going to cost you. The light side is how most people with Asperger syndrome or Aspies think, whereas most neurotypicals or normal people think in the dark side. Which is why Jesus said that you must have faith that the light exists. Because if you are in the dark, you cannot see the light. And Sir Isaac Newton proved that. So most Aspies are wizards and witches, even if they do not know it. Everyone knows that Aspies have been the only truly intelligent people ever born. Yet most neurotypicals believe they are smarter and better than us, when their own science about us proves that if you compare our brains to yours, you will find that it's like comparing a single processor computer with no internet access to a mainframe with full internet connections to more mainframes. So we think more than you do in 1 second than you do in a year. And it's why all the truly gifted people in this world have all been Aspies. And the reason why you may not know this is because they have had to hide it from you. And you wonder why, when your own history proves you hunt us down. Maybe burning us at the stake only takes place behind the scenes nowadays. But the mental prisons you lock us up in are not. Nor is the prejudice that you have towards us. Because even after you find out we are Aspies, you just treat us like we are the ones who are stupid. So we are intelligent enough to fool you into believing we are normal. Just so you will not treat us like retards for being intelligent. In my lifetime, some of my so-called friends, and even my family, have reacted with prejudice when I told them I was an Ashkenazic Jew, saying things like I'm a Jew coming out of the closet, and that is normally the end of that friendship, and strains the family connection, which is why I had learned to not tell people this information if I wanted to be friends with them. But if that did not scare them off, telling them I'm an Ashkenazic Jew with Asperger syndrome did. That I can diagnose someone as an Aspie and can normally tell when they are not. But most neurotypicals never figure it out. So why tell them? It only confuses them. And as a result, I do not have any real friends. But let's face it, it meant a whole lot more than that. It meant that I could never have a normal life, or get a normal job, or even be treated for who I am. And not like a neurotypical believes I should be treated. Not all Aspies are the same, nor are all neurotypicals. Some are suited better for some tasks than others. For me, the military was the perfect job. I love the military lifestyle. It has structure, discipline, and consistency. I always knew what I was doing because I was trained to do it. I had tech data to follow, orders to follow, and my job required intelligent, logical thinking. Not only that, but the members, both officer and enlisted, are normally open-minded. Not as prejudiced as the civilian sector. And the military has more Aspies working for them than they know about. Don't ask, don't tell was the policy. Because if it was not a problem, then do not make it one. and it was never a problem with me. I never had a meltdown on the job ever, and my social skills were great in this environment because of the way the military operates. I never get conflicting orders. I was trained how to act and behave. I always knew how to do my job, and I always did it well. In fact, I excelled at it, as did other Aspies in the military. In 1990, after getting a series of vaccines in preparation for the Gulf War, I got sick from the shots. This was obvious to me immediately, and gets worse every day, because the damage it caused was at the DNA level, and that damage appears to be permanent, and has caused a lot of disease in me as a result. But at the time, very few knew what had happened to them. The government denied it happened until very recently. So I got used to people calling me a liar when I told them I had Gulf War Syndrome. But after 13 years of service, the military retired me anyway. And all efforts to work in the civilian sector became impossible for me. The environment, even in government jobs, was nothing like the military. Let's face it, nothing compares to the military job-wise. So I never fit into normal society. Orders contradicted other orders. People tended to be more prejudiced, less tolerant, which made it impossible for me to deal with them on any level. So ultimately, the disease the vaccines caused made it impossible for me to function normally in society. So as a result of this disease, it brought out my dark side. Most neurotypicals will never understand what it means to be an Aspie. And there are tons of videos on YouTube that explain it in their own way. But this was my way of explaining it, which is the way I view it. From the viewpoint of the wizard, that is me. But this way confuses neurotypicals. They watch the first video and tell me all kinds of conflicting information. Like I called them stupid, when in fact I said you, spelled Y-E-W, which are female sheep, stupid. But because only Aspies take what you actually said literally, this does not register with most neurotypicals. And they think we have no sense of humor, emotions, or feelings, when in fact we have just as many emotions and feelings as you do. But we do not like them. They very seldom make us feel good. They confuse us because they do not compute. Because love and hate are the same emotion, only on different levels. Love is white and hate is black. And we only view the world in black and white, and very seldom in the shades of gray, which is why when people tell us jokes, we do not laugh at them. It's not because we did not get the joke, it's because we forgot to laugh. Because this is a very strange ritual only neurotypicals seem to display. And let's face it, first time we heard that joke, we may have laughed, but all your jokes are the same variations of humor. We get one of your jokes, we get them all, and they stop being funny enough to even laugh at. But neurotypicals think it's rude not to laugh at their jokes. In fact, they are offended. So if I forgot to laugh at your jokes, I am sorry. But remember that I am an Aspie. I find no reason to perform some ritual as laughing at a joke that did not invoke that emotion to laugh anatomically or spontaneously. So we do not have that awkward moment of silence between the time we realize that you told the joke and we remember that to act like a neurotypical, we must laugh at it. But that delay makes you think we are just slowly getting jokes. Thus, we must be stupid or slow. When the fact is that we are still calculating how many permutations this joke can take that might be funny, or at least funnier. And why neurotypicals do not understand what it means to be an Aspie. Most Aspies have a narrow range of interests. Mine happens to be the universe. The same can be said of Sir Isaac Newton. So we both obsessed on the universe and how it works. And one thing that we both obsessed over was the Bible and what Jesus had said, which was not in terms of words, but logic. In the beginning there was light, and then the darkness. And God is the light with no darkness in it. And there can be no light without the darkness. Neurotypicals have no idea what this means. They prove that time and again with their interpretation of it. But Isaac wrote a whole book on it. It's famous. But few neurotypicals understand it, or anything that Newton or Jesus said. Scientists have found God's particle, but fail to see the connection. It's the light. Isaac stated the force in all his equations are God, and that God is the light. But normally only Aspies see this. Neurotypicals may understand it, but they do not see it. Because as an Aspie who obsesses over it, because I can see it, and I want to prove to the neurotypicals that the light exists. But that is just my narrow view of interest. As an Aspie, I must admit that I always see doom. But the Bible predicted doom. And Isaac calculated that year to be 2060. So he saw doom and found it has a value to it. And he also calculated that a comet with a 333-year cycle would appear in 2013, causing the start of an ice age, and that in 2046, or 666 years from 1680 when he calculated it, this comet would hit Earth. So you must wonder why it was destroyed after one prediction, but before the other. The dark side is the answer. Neurotypicals believe in money, not in God. Even though money has in God we trust engraven on it. And it's this money that will destroy this world, not God. Once the bankruptcy is clear and the bank's new world order takes over, greed will destroy this world. War will destroy it. That is the dark side and what I call doom. And it's what the Bible predicted and why. Sir Isaac Newton predicted when doom would destroy the world according to the Bible. So how did the Bible know this? How did the Bible know that the darkness was in the light? It's like asking how did Notre Dame make all those predictions? He was an Aspie and could see the light. And it's how Newton saw doom as well as myself and why the Bible predicted doom. It was written by Aspies. Throughout time, Aspies have been telling you things that you do not understand. Aspies like Sir William Wallace, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin, who told you freedom is worth fighting for. Leonardo da Vinci, Galileo Galilei, and Sir Isaac Newton told you how the universe works, and Mozart told you how it sounds, and authors like Aristotle, Shakespeare, and J.R.R. Tolkien told you how the dark side behaves. But that few neurotypicals understand it, because the dark side always hides the truth. Tolkien wrote a story about a gold ring, which represents money. And if someone did not fight against the evil that money can do, all would be lost for mankind. It's a story about how the king would not take the gold from the person who swore would destroy it after the great war it caused, and throw it back into the fire from which it came. It took Gollum, meaning gullible, who bit off the finger that hid it, and Samwise Gamgee, meaning same wise game, who then destroyed it, as the king could not. But the movie proved that it's all about money, by changing the end of the story to hide its meaning, dishonoring the author in the process. And why neurotypicals never get the stories Aspies tell. When Sir Isaac Newton was young, his grandparents passed down a book to him. I would imagine it was the same book I was given, which was transcribed and translated more than once, as was the Bible itself. But it told about a wizard that would lead mankind out of the darkness and into the light. Jesus said that this man was coming also. He said his name was going to be flesh, but this man was just a messenger, nothing more. And the message was written in the book. Build sanctuary for all life to live. So Newton obsessed over this for years. In his quest, it led him to build a telescope and create mathematics that would change the world we live in forever. Yet his message was lost over time, and his work was never understood by neurotypicals. And it was handed down to me, and now I must be this man that tells this message, just like the Bible said I would. Neurotypicals will never believe this, because they cannot see the light. So this book and this message rest in my ability to get neurotypicals to believe it. The fate of all mankind rests on me, the flesh, to deliver this message in a way that you would know it's the truth and believe it. What else can I say but wow? Why me? One does not choose their destiny any more than one can create their fate. But the logic of that eludes most neurotypicals, and it's impossible to talk about the Bible or Jesus to religious people, because they only believe in deities. A nicer word than fairy tale, but not as descriptive, because most neurotypicals believe in miracles, whereas most Aspies only believe in what is real, which is what Isaac said is scientific proof that God exists, and why he went to so much trouble to bring you a message knowing you will never understand it. Isaac knew that the only way Jesus would return in the flesh was to make sure someone was born in this timeline that understood that they would have to be the flesh. So So my grandfathers went to Isaac to collect his work, so it could be taken to the new world, as he put it. So this person Jesus referred to would be born into the flesh. So my grandfathers promised Isaac that they would name the firstborn that would pass this message down after him. And Isaac liked this idea because he figured it would help the neurotypicals to believe in this person. But so far, it has not helped, because neurotypicals only see the darkness and cannot understand that Jesus was creating a plan, not a prophecy. And that plan was for the flesh, which is meat, or short for me, would deliver this plan to you. So it was my destiny, and this was my fate. If I had the material and equipment to build the staff of power, I could prove to the neurotypicals that it's not magic, but technology. Someone on this planet has the staff of power, because it was handed down from Adam to Moses, then Jesus. So where is it now? The powers that be might know, but they will never tell you. They only want to control you. You are slaves to them. Nothing more, because they do not like you. Because they know how stupid you are. And know that you would never understand it. Because you do not have the mental capacity to understand anything that is the slightest bit complex. So they know that even if they try, it will not matter, because you can never see the light and never will. Only the wizards can see the light, and only a wizard knows how to use the staff of power. Charles Darwin was another aspie who could see the light. He said that only God could create life, that all life once born would evolve into a more useful species. It adapted itself to survive on Earth, but neurotypicals did not understand his full message, if they understood any of it. Because I see neurotypicals with Darwin stickers on their cars, stating their ignorance to what Darwin said, because they could not believe we descended from gorillas, and the gorillas descended from insects. Instead, believe in a superstition that mankind was created by this deity called God, by magic. But Darwin proved that all life started out as insects and evolved into all the life forms we know today. But neurotypicals do not evolve. They just keep getting stupider as time marches on, proving that only aspies can see the light and are highly evolved. No one will believe that this comet will hit us till after that happens. Isaac knew this, so he calculated it the best he could. He calculated that on 1 October 2013, it would pass Mars and cause a solar flare, and that would affect all the planets, and could cause earthquakes and volcano eruptions. And so far, I have proven that all these have happened, just like he said they would. And soon, you will know what he said was true. So I had to go out on a limb and make a prediction that on 14 January 2014, at 6:32 p.m., which is my birthday, this comet's debris would hit Earth. So, now when it happens, everyone would believe it, and would believe the rest of the story I told them. But neurotypicals only believe in fairy tales. No matter how much evidence I prove to them, they will never believe it. classic Nimbus as well. And so did Jesus. That's why the Bible stated he would wipe ourselves off the planet way before God did. It's because the dark side is in charge. So this is going to cost you your life. You can believe in me or believe in fairy tales. And I will smite you for thousands of generations if you do not believe in I Am. Free will is not always a good thing. And you have no idea what freedom is, because you are all slaves. How do I get you to believe in who I am? I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light wizard in the flesh.